Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It all depends where you are. We are in the morning, so that's why I say good morning all the time. Okay, so let's see what's going on. We're going to be starting our walk and not walk and talk, but going to the shed to talk. Let's see. I got one kitty here, and I got the other kitty here.
Where's Jolie and Mom?
And I got the mom. That's
Josie.
This is the girl. Boy, she's getting bigger.
Is she?
Yep.
See, there's the mom.
Okay, so there's the mom.
Rolling in the dirt.
Okay, there's the mom. Oh, she's all dirty. Look at her. Hey, you're all dirty.
They like rolling
oh,
in the
my
dirt.
Goodness. Look at you. Oh, you got to get all cleaned up. And okay, there's the little girl. All right, we're missing one.
Okay.
We're missing one little cat. We'll find out if they come. Okay, today is overcast, as you can see. But it's actually quite comfortable temperature-wise. It's Diane thinks it's humid, I guess. But
it is humid.
But I'm fine with it. But, all right, where are you, Diane? Why don't you give us the day and time stamp?
Yeah, last day of October 31st, Thursday. And it's a 74 out, supposed to get up to mid-80s. Low in the mid-70s up until all the way till next Tuesday. And we're supposed to have a little rain off and on. Humidity is probably close to 90%. Goes up a little bit more when it rains. So, anyway, good morning.
That's right. Today's Halloween, folks. And look, Miss Diane is dressed appropriately. She's dressed appropriately, yep. So, anyway, we're going over to our shed. Again, we're going to be... and there's no lights. We don't have any electricity to Miss Diane's five sheds. But a lot of space here and there. So let's go in and see what's going on. All right, got to open the door to get some light in here.
Can you pull the chairs closer to the
door? Well, I mean, I don't think there's even going to be a problem with the light here. I don't think.
Well, it does shine on our face.
We got the light coming in on us. I mean, I can get closer to the door, I suppose.
Well, there's Dax.
Okay, so Miss Diane, with her nice orange clothes today.
And every day in October.
And there's the cats. Look at this cat, one cat jumping around. There's one cat taking a dump. And the other one is just sitting near the pole.
She might roll in the dirt.
So anyway, we'll see. They usually come out and visit us over here. And... I don't know. Let's see. We can. You know, it's funny. There's very low light in this shed. But look, I'm going to put the camera here. But look, you can. This phone I have really sees through it. Like, when I look back there, it's kind of dark. But then with the phone, it makes it look lighter. Isn't that weird, huh?
Well, it adjusts for darkness. There is some light back there.
Well, we got a window. We got a window over there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But anyway, like usual, I got a lot to talk about today.
We should probably mention the snack.
I'm going to talk. I'll talk about that. Okay. Oh boy. All right. So let's talk about what happened yesterday with BitChute. Oh my goodness. BitChute, for some reason, wouldn't allow us to upload videos.
They were having a problem, apparently.
All right. So, you know, I'd upload it once, twice, three times. I ended up probably between Diane and I. I said, Diane, here, you try it. And she tried it. So I probably had like 10 uploads.
They were a bottleneck, as it turned out.
And they wouldn't go up. I didn't get yesterday's show up until like about 10 o'clock at night or whatever the hell it was. It took all that time to get the shows up. But then what happened the next... I think it was it this morning?
That's when you found it this morning.
I think it might have been this morning. I find out that all the shows that I uploaded, they uploaded.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
So there was like 10 of the walk and talks up there. And it was like incredible. Like boom, 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 boom. Uh-huh. And so then I had to go through and you know, I looked at the one that had the most views and I kept that one. And then I just deleted all the other ones below it.
That's good.
It was horrible. Sure. So anyway, that was what happened yesterday with BitChute. So, you know, if you don't see my show up by noontime Central Time, which is our time here.
Of the day.
Yeah. Then you know there's a problem because I'm very, very meticulous in getting this done by noontime. All right. So anyway, even this morning, I've got some videos up, some short ones. Some I'm going to include in this discussion this morning. So I think it's going to be good. You want to say something?
I have a small apology in that I was preparing the email to go out for 29 and 30 January of the walk and talks. I usually put two of them together because, you know, they're relatively short, or until this past week, you know, they're almost 50 minutes on them. But and so I stepped away from the table for a second and my cat walked onto the keyboard. It sensed the email. I hadn't fine-tuned, everything was on it, but I hadn't fine-tuned it or cleaned it up, centered it, and so on, so I have to apologize for that. And I had to make sure that it was sent so I didn't resend it again. It gets all sorts of convulsed when I send more than 500 emails at one time. So, but it's out there, and it won't be because you didn't get it. It's just going to look a little different than they have been.
Okay, so that's what happens when you have six cats. Okay.
Well, only one was in the house.
You know, that's why, like my room that I do all my computer stuff with, for the most part, in the morning and when I go back to make this video, I don't want the cats in my room because they're jumping all over me, on my keyboard, and they make a mess. And you know, they're just being cats. I mean, what are you going to do? They love to just look at things and knock over things, and they don't care because they just knock it over. And
I don't think they mean to. Sometimes it gets in the way.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. So we've got, look at this. We got two cats.
Jody went behind the door.
We got two cats here. One cat, I think that's the mother out there. And there's one behind this door here. I don't know what she went behind the door. I don't know what the hell she's doing behind.
He's doing
behind the door.
I don't know where the.
I don't know these cats.
Really is.
So we don't have anybody behind us either. So there's no cats behind us.
No.
Alrighty, let's get into some stuff, all right? Let me get into some videos I've been putting up that I think have been very interesting. And I've talked about this topic. Oh, here they go. Look, they're playing with each other. All right, you guys going to be fighting? What are you going to do?
They're playing hide and seek.
They're playing hide and seek. Okay. All right, so let's talk about a very important part of life here is when you get a knock on the door and it's the FBI. And I've talked on my show here about this. How should you deal with the FBI? Folks, let me just tell you something. If the FBI is coming to your door, you really don't want to talk to them. And I'm just going to tell you why. Be very courteous. Be very nice. But everything you say will be used against you in a court of law. And you might say, well, I'm just telling them that, you know, we have free speech and, you know, that I should be able to say whatever. No, you don't get it. They'll use that against you. Even if you're saying something truthful and good, they will use that against you. They're not your friends. Be nice, be courteous, and just say, look, I got nothing to say to you. If you have an arrest warrant, arrest me for something, do it. If not, I like to invite you off my property. And that's it. That's all you have to say to them. You don't see what people don't understand. The only way they're going to get information about you is from you. And I was watching this, the video, which again, I played here. This woman was trying to explain herself to them about, you know, free speech.
And the
Constitution. But see, they, remember, the FBI agents don't give a shit about anything except why they're there. They're there to get information on you so they can do a Jan 6er on you. Do you get it? So you might think you're being nice, but you're giving them all this information. You're giving them the information. You know, and one thing this woman did that was kind of crazy, I'm saying to myself, this is nutty. She's saying, you know, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm posting stuff, this and that. Whoa, lady. You just admitted you're posting things somewhere.
They were asking about social media.
Okay. Yeah. You admitted it. So now let's think, look at the scenario. You gotta understand how they do laws and make laws. They can make a law that you posting something on the internet is illegal. Mm-hmm. Well, how are they going to fulfill that law? How are they going to get it to get into court?
Self-incrimination.
Okay. Well, you just admitted you did it. You understand? And that's like, let me give you another example of this. Driving, okay? You're driving, you know, down the street, and the car pulls you over, and he goes, you know, you were going over the speed limit.
Yeah, we
said you were going 50 miles. You're in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. You're going 50 miles an hour. And then you say, no, remember, it's 35-mile-an-hour zone. And you say, I was only going 40. You just admitted you were going over the speed limit. Case closed. You can't admit anything. You can't say, I did this, I did that. You know, and it's just like, let me just talk about incrimination. And it's the same thing, you know, people, you know, they're honest about paying the taxes. Okay, let's understand this, especially if you're self-employed. Okay? If you're self-employed, you could do whatever you want, say whatever you want.
You have a lot of latitude anyway.
You got a lot of latitude here. They don't know anything about you. So anything that you give them, anything that you tell them, guess where they're getting it from? You. They're not getting it from someplace else. You incriminate yourself if you tell them that you made X amount of money, that did this or that happened. You just told them that. So now the government said, well, you're the one that told me you're making X amount of money. They wouldn't know anything about you. Because that's not how the system works. They only can see what is given to them. Okay, of course, if you work for people, they're taking all the taxes out of you anyway. But if you're self-employed, they don't know shit about you. All right? You can say whatever the hell you want to them. So be very careful when you talk to the government or you talk to the Internal Revenue Service. And again, with them, you never talk to the Internal Revenue Service They never... email. They never email you.
No phone calls.
Yeah, they
everything is by snail mail.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, it all comes through snail mail. Okay, so if you're getting an email from the Social Security,
them too.
The government, IRS, very credit. You know, you better really be watching what's going on here.
Talking scam here.
Okay, scams. All right. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to bring that point up because, you know, people, you know what it is with people today, the American people? We're too honest.
Too nice.
We're too honest. We're too nice because we trust everybody. This is not the way the system works now, folks. Everything is corrupt. Everything. I mean, I'm looking at stuff. The religions are corrupt in how they do stuff. The government is corrupt in how they do it. I mean, you name it. It's all corrupt, all right? So if you're the only honest person in the room, guess what? I'm not telling you not to be honest. I'm just saying that if you're the only one talking honestly,
you don't have to give your life story.
You have to be very cautious on what you say. Even me, when I do my videos here, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to tell you. I'm not going to tell you shit. You know why? Because people will use it against me.
And also, they're listening.
Right. Yeah, these people listen. They listen to every little thing you say. Now, if they come after me, which I don't know what they're going to come after me for, and this is why you'll notice I don't do any writing. Because when you write, it's there. Of course, me talking, it's here too. But there's a big difference, okay? I'm talking, and I'm not ashamed of anything I say, all right? But they will misconstrue everything. Even when I'm talking, they'll definitely misconstrue what you write. I mean, they do it all the time. Look what's happening. Look what's happening politically with Trump. You know, and they're going back and forth about, he said this about Cuba. Was it Cuba? Yeah. It's a garbage dump.
Oh, it was Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico. Yeah. Whatever hell it was. I mean, and then, you know, Trump comes back to say this. I mean, you know, tit for tat. This is what happens. Folks. Again, you got to be very cautious when you're talking to people today. Don't give your life story. Yeah. Just, you know, give facts. Yeah. Use facts, okay? Boy, but don't give your life story because believe me, they're only going to get this information from you. And they love it. when you they know people like to talk, you understand? Oh, people love to talk about themselves. They like to talk about what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, whatever the hell they're doing. But the point is, you don't have to say that much, okay? Okay, anyway, let's move on. The cats are all outside, right, Diane?
We're still missing one.
All right, we're still missing
one. Well, no, there's a Jody's.
All right, there's Dax's cat out there. Well, anyway, they're all out here, and we got one in here, you said?
Yeah.
Behind me somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on. I just want to talk about that. Now, last night we did a Fakeology show. I really liked being on that show with Tim and Phil. I mean, really, you know, I'm telling you. You know, a lot of people might say Phil is this and Phil is that, but look at Phil has his opinion. And Tim, they might say this about him and this about that. We might not agree all on issues, and we don't. But we have a great conversation about it. And last night's discussion had to do with who the hell runs the world. And, you know, Tim was bringing some really good points out. And I said, you know, he was showing me that this one fellow, he says the papacy does and the Jesuits, okay? And then, you know, we basically have been saying, I've been saying this, that the Jews could control all the major, you know, things in the world today. They control the banks, they control the movie industry, they control, well, let me put it this way. The easiest way to deal with the Jews is saying, what don't they control?
That's right.
Okay, they control everything. But now we get these other people saying, well, the Jesuits control the world, and the papacy controls the world. Okay, here's a video, quick video I'm going to show you right now. And, you know, the question was, why is the Pope doing what he's doing here? Let's watch this video. Okay, so there's the Pope going up to these rich people, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and, you know, all these people that are the big people with money, and he's kind of, you know, genuflecting to them. I mean, really? And so here's my question, okay? My question is, I believe that they're all in cahoots together, all right? I really don't think, I mean, look at the Vatican has its own system in how they run the show. And, you know, I already explained to you, I believe that the Vatican is a Jewish, not the Jewish, it's really the mafia. It's the Catholic mafia, okay? So they run that sort of it. Now, are they really the ones behind everything else? I don't know. I don't know what to say. My phone, I'm having a problem with my phone. It's saying my phone's overheating, and I don't know why. So I might be having a problem with this video. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, so that's the question. And I'm, you know, I'm open to say, well, look, and I think they're all working together. But I will say this. You don't see the Catholics, the Jesuits, or whoever you want to believe there, becoming Jews for some reason. I never see that. But you do see the Jews interfering with the Catholics.
And becoming Catholics.
Or becoming Catholic. They call them crypto-Catholics or whatever. Or crypto-Jews, however you want to look at that. I do see that. So why would the Jews be so interested in getting involved with them? See, that's my question I got to ask. That's a big problem. Okay, so you come to your own conclusions. I think they all work together, honestly. I think the Jews, though, for the most part, are the ones that are really, well, they're the ones we see. Okay, so that's all I can say.
Well, CEOs.
They're the ones that are running everything, and you can see them, you see their names. Whether the Jesuits or the Catholic Church, is behind it, I don't know because I don't see their names, unless they're Jews. Okay, that's all I can say. Unless these Catholic became Jews, I don't see that really happening. So anyway, very good discussion though that we had, and we're going to be talking probably more about that next week in our discussion. But again, the Fakeology show is a really, I think it's a top notch show. I really wish it was more people could see it. Not many people see it. I mean, it would be a great show to have across the whole country that everybody could see it, like Alex Jones or something like that. And you got to understand, shows like that don't get the really notice that they should get noticed. That's all I can say. All right, but I really enjoy the show. Really good show. Okay, now I want to talk about something else. Because how did I get really into this, if you want to say conspiratorial about things? It's really being, questioning things, okay? Well, the way I got involved in it was, and I'm going to show you this book. There was a book written when I was, it was 1971, about when I was graduating from high school. I came across this book, and it's called None Dare Call It a Conspiracy. I'll show you the picture of the book here. It's by a man named Gary Allen. And he really was explaining, it was really getting into who controls the world and how he felt that at some point in time, the United Nations was going to take control of the world. And that's basically what I feel. I feel that at some point in time, the United Nations is going to jump in here and take control of the whole world. One world government, okay? Diane, I know you haven't been saying anything. Did you have anything to say?
That was a real critical book, I believe it was. I also read it.
Hit the okay there.
In 72, it was a part of my senior history course, and I had to read it. And if that's the one, they also have one, Dare Not Call It Treason, and that's by John A. Stormer. That might actually be the book. But these were the books to read in the early 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I came across that book, and today you could get that book on the internet, but it costs a lot of money. Probably cost me like $5 or something at the time. Now it's like they're selling it for $50, even more.
Try on eBay.
But anyway, None Dare Call It a Conspiracy. You might want to look into that book, folks. Very interesting book. But this is what I actually believe. I believe in the Bible, and the Bible has some prophecy that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And it talks about seven world governments, if you want to include the last one. And the seven world governments was Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, all right, Anglo-American, which is where we are now. Then the next one is going to be the one world government, United Nations. That's what I believe. So there's going to be some sort of finagling going on because all the governments have failed to bring peace to the earth. All the religions have failed to bring peace. So this one world government, United Nations run government, is going to be the last government we have before God he comes in and destroys everything. Yeah. Okay, the whole system, the governments, the religions. But before that happens, the first thing this one world government does, again, this is just my belief. If you want to believe, you can do what you want. They're going to get rid of all religion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the churches are
going to go bye-bye. Yep. Yeah, see you later. Because you can't function with all these different religious people and different religions. So you're going to have to get everybody to agree on a one world religious whatever system. All right. So the United Nations as a governmental faction can rule. Because you've got to have everybody underneath you on the same page with you. So that's what I feel is going to happen. Just my biblical, belief system, okay? You do what you want with it. Everybody has their own belief system. But I think, this one world government, however it's going to be instituted, is Trump going to be part of this? This is going to be interesting because if I really feel Trump's going to get elected. And if he gets elected now, this is going to be, the plot's going to thicken with this, okay? Because the Bible talks about great man coming on the scene, trying to be part of this peace movement, working with this United Nations system. All right, so we're going to have to see. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But at some point, something's going to happen with somebody coming on the scene, trying to bring all the people together and bring peace to the earth. And they're actually going to accomplish that.
Yeah.
But then, again, this is not part of God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a government that's going to be run by God with Christ as king, mm-hmm. and it's going to destroy all of man's governments. This is what I believe.
Well, no, okay? That's what it says in Revelations. Okay?
Well, the book of Revelation, that's what it talks about.
Right.
I think Revelation 19, it talks about the man on a white horse coming with a sword, yeah. which I believe is Christ.
Faithful and true.
That's right. And he's going to strike the nations with the sword and destroy all the nations. Mm-hmm. So this is my belief system. I'm just giving you a real quick summation of what I believe here. And we'll just have to see. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, so I do encourage you to look into that book, Gary Allen book, None Dare Call It a Conspiracy, because again, this was written back in the 70s, folks. And this is what I believed all the way since then. And now today, obviously I opened my eyes to a lot of other things. You know, I got involved with the Holocaust topic and this and that, only because of free speech. I mean, that's basically why I got involved in that. Okay, we had Diane and I did a Hoaxbusters show. You want to talk about that, Miss Diane, a little bit?
We are getting close to the end of the 6 million factor fiction. I would really like to start into the myth of German villainy after we're done with this. We have, I believe, two more. We have kind of the atrocities that are...
Okay, folks, I'm having some problems with my phone, just to let you know. Diane was on the phone talking for a while this morning. I think it just... overheated my phone, and now doing this, it's really overheating the phone. So we're going to have to make this let me go as far as I can go until it gets overheated again. I don't know, I just shut it off and turn it back on. But Diane was talking about the Hoaxbusters show. Make it quick, you can just kind of
the 6 million factor fiction, the last two chapters, and then the next 2 weeks we're hoping to finish up. And then we also discussed about HR 6090, which is the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, but that was done in May. This is nothing new, and it hasn't gone anywhere from the House.
Okay, so, all right, that's good. I mean, that basically is all my points. We had a lot of stuff going on yesterday with the videos not going up and all the problems, so this video is going to be a little shorter. So anyway, folks, we're going to conclude. I'm actually back in the house. My phone definitely had some overheating issues, and it conked out right at the end, but I just wanted to put an ending here, and I might as well do it when I'm in the house, so I don't have to go back outside and do it again. So, if you have to get in touch with me, I all my information is at the end of the video. Email's there, phone number's there. You can comment on the BitChute channel. If you have any links to some good information, I would like to see it. Send it my way. I definitely will look into that. And so, that's pretty much it. Okay, folks, I want to thank you again for watching. Diane's not here with me. She's in the other room, but I'll conclude the video here. And tomorrow's another day. We'll go from there, okay? Take care now. Bye.